Okay, we're all set, Al.
Okay, so the Town of Hastings Planning Board will hold a public hearing on, what's today? Today is June 4th for the Kiwanis subdivision, four-lot subdivision. And we'll hold it open for 5 minutes here. I just want to go through real quick and see who's here with us. We got Mark and Shelley. Jason, are you here?
Yeah, I'm here, Al.
Okay. Chippy Rao? Jeff? Jeff's on vacation, so I don't know. Rick?
Yeah, actually, Jeff Edelmanley said he was going to be up north.
Yeah. How, Rick, are you here?
I'm here, Al.
Thank you. I'm here. Paul?
Yes, here.
And Rich?
Yes, I'm here.
So we're all set. We got plenty of people. Jeff's the only one who's missing. And Jimmy. Okay, so we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We're good. Okay. And then we got Mark. All right, that's town officials. Who else is on here with us that we know of? Dave?
That's correct. Yep, Dave Ardone.
Anybody else?
Holly House.
Holly House, how are you, Holly House?
Good, thanks.
Okay. We'll hold open the public hearing until 7:30. I feel like I'm in fifth grade waiting to get out of class. Okay, it's 7:30. On my clock here, it's 7:30. So if there's no comments, we'll close the Kiwanis four-lot subdivision public hearing. And everybody had a chance to get to take a look at last month's meeting notes. Minutes from the last meeting, 5/7/2020. Has everybody had a chance to look at them?
Yes.
And is there any comments? Any different?
Nope, none.
All right, it's Jeff. Hey, Jeff. Is that Jeff that came in?
Yeah. How's everybody?
Hey, Jeff.
Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
Doing well.
Oh, good. Good. Thanks for coming to the meeting. we just did the public hearing for Kiwanis, and we're just doing the minutes right now. So that's it. If everybody had had a chance to read it and there's no changes, I need a motion to approve.
This is Rick. I'll make a motion to approve.
And a second?
Rick Waldron, I'll second it.
We have a motion and a second to approve the minutes of the May 7th meeting. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, motion carries. So I think the first item here is going to be Holly House, All Source Fire Supply. Did you guys get a chance to review? Mark sent us a copy of the review. I don't know that we need to go through it all. But the changes and things that were necessary were made to the satisfaction of our guy. And I just wanted just to give everybody a chance before we make some kind of recommendation. Just if you've looked at this and everything seems okay, you've got the new map there, Paul.
I got the Kiwanis and I've got the All Source Fire Supply one. Yes.
It'd be All Source Fire Supply.
Yep.
And I looked at it for a little bit here. It seems like it's complete. The things that we were concerned about have been reviewed. So unless there's other things we need to discuss.
I reviewed it. It looks good to me too.
Yeah. So what we need with this is a recommendation to the board, if I understand. It's just a recommendation to the board. Or not, but I'm saying that it's a recommendation. So if there's no more discussion, there could be more discussion, but if there is none, then we should I'd entertain a motion in a second.
Yeah, I'll make a motion to approve the site plan for Holly House subdivision, or the site plan for Holly House.
That was Rick
Waldron. Yep.
With the changes that Dave has done.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, yes, with them.
Is there? Got a second?
Jeff. I'll second it.
Yep.
Who's it? Loudest? Jeff seconded. He was loudest.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Mark.
all the way from Alex Bay, we got Jeff. Okay. So we have a second. We have a motion and a second to make a recommendation for approval to the. To the town board. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, motion carries then. All right.
Thank you.
Something, is Holly still here?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I want to thank you for coming in and This will move now over to the town board, and they'll finish this up for you.
Okay.
Yeah, I would anticipate, Holly, that Tuesday's meeting will also be a remote meeting.
Okay.
Unless we're surprised by the governor. but I will be in touch with you to make sure that you know.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for all your help.
Okay. Thank you, Holly. Thank you very much for bringing it in. Thank you. All right. And we have Kiwanis. Dave, are you there?
I am. Yep. And Mr. Kiwanis is not. So I'll be representing Mr. Kiwanis tonight.
Okay.
Yep.
Sorry, guys. I kind of got disconnected, but thank you to everybody. And I'll dial in again on Tuesday.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Yep. I am. And, so basically, after discussing this further with, you know, Mr. Kiwanis, his intentions really were to do what we've got in front of you tonight. So rather than doing this in phases and, you know, two minor subdivisions, however you want to look at it, it's still a minor. But I just felt like it was the best solution so he doesn't have to do this again. And he basically has an interested party in the 5 acres. He already had the corner lot basically sold to some friends, and they decided to change that at the last minute at last meeting to 3 acres instead of two, just because it was a little bit lower where they had expected to build. In doing so, we made a 3 acre lot on the corner, which gives it a much nicer, opportunity there if they ever want to expand. And then there's an old house that's basically collapsed, the old farmhouse on lot two, and that has 430 foot of frontage. And then the next two lots, he decided to basically split what was left, and he is going to try to market lot three. And lot four, he's going to retain for himself as a buffer till future, basically. And then the lot line adjustment is also in case he decides to sell his existing lot there. He would be able to – it's really close. His buildings are within, I think, about 15 feet or 10 feet of the line. So he decided he wanted to have a little 50-foot strip along there. So, again, it was all kind of – it worked out better to just – give you guys a plan that you could see everything going on all at once. That's where we're at. I'm not sure if everybody has a visual of what we're doing, but they all have anywhere from 300 all the way up to four. The corner lot has almost 800 and some feet of frontage, depending, with both roads involved. Even though it's 3 acres, it has a lot of road frontage. But it also has some elevation change, so that's why it has a better access off the far east end of Smith Road. And he's looking forward to having public water. We're hoping for this year sometime or next year. So, but basically, that's really the gist of it.
Are there any questions?
I have reviewed the mapping, and the mapping appears to be correct.
Did we do, Shelly, did we do lead agency on this? He's checking right now.
It's the last meeting.
No. So we need a motion and a second to the Town of Hastings Planning Board as the lead agency.
This is Rick Bowles.
Yep.
I'll make a recommendation of lead agency.
Okay.
Second.
We have a second.
Paul Brissett.
Paul, thank you. So we have a motion and a second to declare the Town of Hastings Planning Board lead agency on the Kiwanis 4-lot subdivision. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Any aye. And opposed? Okay. In looking at this, I looked at this earlier. I don't have a copy of the form for the environmental assessment. I'll stop up and fill this out for Shelly. But I looked through this. There's nothing here that has any type of environmental impact. We need to review, just look at it. If everybody agrees, then we need a motion and a second to negative deck, and I will stop up at the office and fill out the form tomorrow. Do we have a motion?
This is Rick Bowles. I'll make a motion negative deck.
Do we have a second?
Whoa. This is Jason. I'll make a second.
Thank you, Jason. So we have a motion and a second that we negative deck the 4-lot subdivision for Kiwanis. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Opposed?
Okay. Okay, so is there any other questions or any other comments about this? I think it's pretty clear. Dave did a good job presenting
yeah.
this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No.
So unless there's other comments. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, well, we did make a note on that just to make sure everybody's aware of it. For that 50-foot strip, it can never become a separate lot. We've made a note on there that, you know, states that it's required to be combined with the existing lands, you know, that Town of Hastings subdivision regulations would need to be met to create a standalone parcel. I just wanted you guys to – it's small and it's over in the right-hand side there, but we do the same thing when we prepare the legal descriptions so that they can't just, you know, file a deed with – 50 by 700-foot strip of land and create a separate tax parcel just to kind of give you an idea of what we're doing with that. And it's showed as being combined with the adjoining tax parcel that's shown on the survey as well.
Yeah, the numbers are the same.
Yep. Just to kind of give you an idea of what we're trying to do with that. He's not trying to create any kind of a, you know, a non-conforming lot is all. So that was the only thing I thought might raise some eyebrows, but.
Yeah.
But.
But that'll become a part of that tax number, correct?
Correct. Yep. So it'll just be, instead of having 175 feet, he's actually going to have 225 feet of frontage, and it'll end up being, I think it was like a 4-acre, or almost 4 acres, well, 3.6 acres or something when it's done, because the existing lot is 2.78, and he'll add 0.8 acres, so it'll be, you know, 3¾ acres when it's done. It'll be a really nice lot. So,
yep. Is there any other discussion? Well, if not, I'd entertain a motion and a second.
I'll make a motion to approve the Kiwanis 4-lot subdivision with a lot line adjustment.
And is there a second?
This is Jason. I'll do the second.
Thank you, Jason. We have a motion and a second to approve the 4-lot subdivision for Kiwanis. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those. There's got to be more than two of you. Okay. All those opposed? I'm going to assume everybody voted yes. So.
Yeah.
Well, good. That would take care of that. And Shelley, I'll get up tomorrow in the morning. Are you in tomorrow?
I am not, but Shelby is, and I will make sure that she has it for you. Okay.
Yeah. If you could do that. Well, I think probably we want to get going now that they're done. So I'll come up and just fill it out and just sign it, put it in the record. How's that?
Yeah, no problem.
Okay,
Mark, you need these two prints back.
We probably should get at least the subdivision one.
All right, I'll drop them back off tomorrow.
Yeah, so Al can sign them.
Right, thank you for letting me borrow them.
My pleasure.
No way I can see him anymore, you know?
Are there prints available so I can sign them at the same time?
We dropped off, I think, 6 today, so there should be, even if we can just get, you know, 3 back, that'd be fine. If we could get 3 back, that would be great. I have to file 2 with the county, and I can make many copies of the one that I get back, so that would be fine.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, Shelly will have those out for you, too.
Actually, if you'd like, I could drop some more off. If that way Paul doesn't have to mess around with bringing it back either way, if you need to have more.
I drive by all the time. It's not a big deal.
Okay. Either way, I can always drop off more, too, if we need them. So thank you, guys. I really appreciate it.
Paul just has a harder time just figuring a way into the building.
He's probably got a key for every lock anyway, so you got to watch out. So,
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much. Okay. So, Mark, if you could just read, you know, just shoot me an email when everything is all signed. I'll stop in next week sometime.
Okay. Will do.
Thank you very much, guys. Have a great night.
You
too. Thanks, David.
Bye-bye.
Did, just while we're on here, did nothing came back for Fink on there, Mark?
No, I have not heard anything about Fink.
Okay.
What is the status on that?
Well, they had some mapping stuff that had to be completed.
Yeah.
And, I think that's more about, I think it's more about the professional, getting it done. And I don't know exactly what arrangements they've made to get that done, but Mark had said earlier in the week here or today also that they still hadn't heard anything. And I guess, you know, my expectation was someone to come right back and with a corrected plan and we'd go from there. So,
yeah.
I mean, we had expected them this month. So, unless there's other things, we certainly could sit and discuss things on the phone here. But unless there's nothing else, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Just jump right in there. Seconded.
Who seconded that?
Rick Waldron seconded.
I should have known.
Should have known. Yeah.
Hey, it's not baseball season, so he can't be going to a baseball game.
No.
Yeah. All right. All those in favor, motion to adjourn. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And those opposed?
Aye.
All right, everybody. Well, thank you very much.
Good night.
All right. We'll see you. Thank you. Thanks, Shelly.
Yep.
Good night.
Take care.
Night. Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
DEA did it.